So you're about to graduate?
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
During the process, did you ever give up?
Yeah, definitely more so in my beginning career of college than towards the end of it. I want to say the turning point too was back in spring 2015 when I fought cancer. That was when like everything changed for me. But like my freshman year, I gave up on like a lot of things. Like when I first came into campus, I had all these high like ambitions. Like I'm gonna be the SGO president. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And then like freshman year went nowhere. All I did was go to school, go home, and just chill with the boys. And then sophomore year came around, and that's where I feel like things started to change. When I figured out I had cancer, when I was like, at this job that was leading nowhere. And then that's kind of where I stopped giving up on my dreams. And I was like, I kept saying I wanted to do all these things, want to do something about it. Stepped back and just kind of wrote it down. Like, what is it that I want to complete before I graduate? I wanted to start a club for people who are poets. Knocked it down and I did that. I wanted to make a difference on campus. At one point, I wanted to wear the SGO hat, and then I just saw all the stress behind it, and I just felt like it was more of a title, and if I really wanted to make a difference on campus, I should be able to do that without having to be president. So I just took a kind of different turn of it. Instead of becoming president, tried to aid a president, which was like Lamond for my personal experience. Tried to change around my chapter, which I feel like I was able to do that successfully.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
So do you ever feel like your leadership was like a blur, right? And didn't leave a legacy. So you did some really great things. You started a club on campus. You helped, you know, reshape some of the identities of your fraternity. You were like a Greek Senate president for a blip. You know what I'm saying? So there were like these quick flashes of like brilliance. Do you think like those quick flashes were sustainable? Or do you think that, you know, will they leave a legacy? Or do you think that this was like, you know, I just did this, I did it, and I'm out?
I feel like some things were just did it, and I'm out. Like, I don't think I left a legacy with Greeks in it at all. I don't think I was successful in the position at all, to be honest. And that's where I kind of draw that line between giving up and then just, like, understanding when to let go. Because with Greek Center president, I had, like, such crazy high ambitions. And then when I got the position, I realized that everything I tried to do, there was some type of conflict. And I realized I was putting in way more work and nothing was getting done. And I just had to accept the fact and let go. That was a personal experience of mine. I didn't like doing that, but I had to. When it comes to my fraternity, though, I definitely feel like I left a legacy. That is something. But, I mean, that has been more long-term for me. I've been in it 3 years now. So it's been constant working and fixing on it. And I just feel like on a campus as a whole, like, when you see our fraternity now than you did 3 years ago, a lot of people have different connotations about it or different thoughts about it. Like, you don't hear the same remarks that you did before.
Yeah. Let me tell you, man, because the remarks.
No, I know. I know.
Y'all had a rep, man.
I know. And that's why I feel like I've left my legacy on campus. I feel like I also left a legacy on campus with Safa's World and my poetry. I don't know, like, I can't say that I'd left it for poetry as a whole on campus, but I know I definitely left my legacy as a poet on campus. And that's something that I feel like there was some that I felt like for life I was going to have a legacy on them for campus, and then there was others that I just felt like no matter what I did, it wasn't ever going to work out.
Right. So we were... You're talking about possibly moving and leaving your home state, right, and moving to another city. That's a big transition,
yeah,
right? So what about the transition from college to whatever you're going to do next? Like, what's that like? Tell me about that.
All right, so at first, I was nervous. This came into my head, like, last semester, beginning of last semester, when I finally realized it was my last year, I'm about to graduate. It scared me at first, because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, I don't know where I'm supposed to go, like, what's supposed to be lined up for me, and I had all these, like, different questions in my head, like, what am I supposed to do, and then I realized that I just needed to take a step back and breathe, because it wasn't here yet. And instead of, like, I live by this thing where it's, like, have faith, but at the same time, you got to put in work to have faith. So as long as I put in the work, I don't got to be worried about it. And I feel like I've done that in my personal life. Like, in the last year and a half, going from a deadbeat job over at Staples to turning it into a job at Best Buy, working with Apple, working with Microsoft, growing so much in this just 1 year alone, I feel like once I graduate college, nothing's going to hold me back. That's it's not like I'm saying that college is holding me back, because I really believe in education system, but I just feel like being here constantly is what's stopping me from being able to do that next thing. And once I graduate, I'm going to be out there.
Wait a minute. So, okay. So was college worth it?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. Because the way you talk, you say being here is holding you back from greatness. Help me understand.
Well, I don't mean like being here, like coming to school.
Okay.
I mean like there was times where I've missed job opportunities because of my school schedule. Like a year and a half ago, I got this job offer at a bank in New York City, but they needed me 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and I couldn't do that because I had school. So it was just the fact that being like physically being here made me lose an opportunity. But being here also gave me different opportunities. Like, I won some, I lost some. And that's what I mean more. Not like coming to school was the worst thing that ever happened to me. It was just, there was times where I just wish I wasn't in school for that time frame so I could have done something else.
So I cut you off. Was school worth it?
Yeah, in my opinion, it was, absolutely. I don't think I ever would have grown anywhere to what I was today without school. Like, if you go back freshman year, I was that kid. I don't know, you remember me.
Just, I do.
Had the backpack with the speaker blasting.
Man. I was like, who is this kid, man?
I was just like, yo, I'm from the hood. I'm tough. What's up? Ain't nobody gonna mess with me. And then, yeah, man, like, it was terrible. I laugh at people who act like me.
Right.
But yeah, that's what it was. And honestly, without being able to come here and the experience that I have, I don't think I've ever would have changed.
What'd you learn the most, and from where?
I think I learned the most personally from you, and more just leaving a legacy behind. Like, if there's one thing I learned from college, is definitely not to be afraid of going after what I want.
Okay.
At all. Don't let anything stop me.
How did college teach you that?
Honestly, it was partially through Flow.
That's the poetry club.
Yep, it was partially through Flow, through poetry club, and like me writing my poetry, just because I would have never gone into an... All right, so the reason why I even got into poetry in the first place is back because of Rashad Wright.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would have ever continued to write poetry, but I always had like these great pieces, or in my opinion, what I used to consider to be great pieces, that I would just sit on, and I would never do anything with them. I would never tell anybody. In fact, I was kind of like ashamed of writing poetry because it wasn't like that tough image, like, in my opinion. And he's the one that told me, like, you know, sometimes the best thing you could do is just express yourself. Go out there, just share your message, even if it's like 2 or 3 minutes. And I went out there and I did it, and then I wanted that open mic, and you kind of taught me, like, you don't gotta go for that one image, go for the bigger picture, start that club. And if it wasn't for your push to like make me want to go out there and get that club, I don't think I've ever would have learned something different. Like, I would have just stayed on that continuous path of I'm gonna just wait for the next one, or I'll wait for somebody else to do it, and I'll just join the bandwagon. Versus when you pushed me to go get Flow and like get Flow started, like just doing it that first time gave me that drive. Was like, I can do anything. Then I could do this next thing, and it just went one thing after another, and then it switched from clubs and making changes in organizations to my personal life and work, and
yeah,
it just kind of built off from there. And I personally don't believe I would ever learn that life lesson if it wasn't for NJCU.
Don't do that. Inside the classroom versus outside the classroom? Which one?
Outside the classroom.
Okay, why?
Definitely. I feel like inside the classroom, I can only name maybe like 2 or 3 professors that I felt like actually taught me something worthwhile, besides that knowledge information that I would need for like a future career. But in my opinion, I've never had a job where they haven't taught me everything I needed to know. It was more like they just... All right, so working at Microsoft, I understand that it's not about the college degree and what you studied. It's about the fact that you were able to do college while handling your personal life, but building that connections while you were in college. And that's what outside the classroom taught me. I feel like I was more professional and on a like business standpoint and leadership standpoint outside of the classroom than inside of the classroom. Because in most classrooms, I'm always taught to stay quiet and just listen to the professor, take your notes, do the exam, and go home. I haven't really been in many classrooms where it's like, you talk about it, you build the connections with students. Like, I give major props to Dr. Lamar and group dynamics. If you are an NJCU student, I don't care what major you're in, you should definitely take that class. That class was phenomenal. just the life lessons I learned in that class. But that's like, it's like one of three professors I can name to you. There's, and I don't even know if I can name all of them. Like, I could just tell you their classes.
Right.
But
so, you think college in general, will that be around in 20 years?
Will that be around in 20 years?
Will college be around in 20 years?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But I truly believe it's going to be a lot different. And I believe that for minds like mine, and yours, and like Lamont, like people who are in it now and understand how it needs to change, we're going to make that change in that future that's going to change classrooms around so that they're not the way they are now.
What's one thing that needs to change?
Learning styles.
Okay.
So I don't know the name of the poet. I should know his name, though. But I don't know if you've ever seen him. He's on Facebook. He does, like, a whole bunch of different videos.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen you. I think I know what you're talking about.
But he made this one video about how, like, the world has changed from, like, cell phones or cars or different things. And the one thing that has never changed over the last 100 years is the way a classroom is set up. Not everybody learns the same way.
Right.
Not everybody learns the same thing. And I think it should just be changed so that everybody walks away with the same type of knowledge, but it should be more built on communications and more updated things that people care about versus the old school, here's your textbook, read and learn.
Are you going to write a book?
I personally am writing a book.
You're writing it now?
Yep.
Wow.
It's a little slow on the works, but I'm writing a poetry book.
Okay.
It's going to be 8 chapters long.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit of a life story between, like, love, hate, me beating cancer, school, never giving up. Just a little bit of everything in my life, one little book.
You know, I don't usually do this, but I know how big you are on shouting yourself out and promoting and marketing, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that now.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. My name is Mustafa, Staffa's World, Abdulrazak. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at Staffa's World, at Staffa's World.
That's it. No more. We're cutting you off. I appreciate the conversation, man.